Hello everyone and welcome to another episode. Why are we here? We are here to learn. We were sent down on earth to learn about things. We're not here just to live on autopilot. We're here to learn, to love, to feel, to be happy. Most people go through their lives from age 5 to 80 and they don't live their life's potential because they never stop once and think about their life purpose. You see, we all have a life purpose. We all have dreams, we all have gifts. We have wonderful gifts, but most people don't realize that. They just see the outside world as it is. The outside world will never give us joy. You have to look inward. We have something below our ribcage called the inner voice. The inner voice guides us. It doesn't shout. It's not loud. It's very subtle. Very subtle. And it guides us. It helps us. It tells us what to do, what not to do. A lot of times we want to do something and we hear a voice saying, "Don't do it. Don't do it." But we do it anyway. And then we regret it. We wonder, why didn't I listen to that voice? Sometimes it's hard to distinguish the difference between the ego and our inner voice. It's hard to do that. But it's okay, because we can practice that through meditation. Meditation will help you. Meditation is a wonderful tool. When you meditate, you try not to think. You don't think. You just listen. You just watch. You just have awareness. Awareness is very important, especially in the spiritual world, in the spiritual life. Awareness is something that gives us the good luck charm. A lot of people say, I'm unlucky. Well, you're going to stay unlucky until you become aware. When you have awareness, you can break every barrier. Let's go back to meditation. When you meditate, try not to identify with your thoughts. Try to keep them at distance. Just be the watcher. Be the watcher and watch them pass by. Don't try to fight them. Let them come out from the right side to the left side, and just keep on breathing. Do a lot of breathing. You breathe in, hold it for 5 seconds, and then breathe out. So a lot of people ask me, how do I know what is my life's purpose? Well, it's very easy. Follow your inner voice. Your inner voice is the only thing that's going to guide you. It guides you to getting the things that you want in life. It guides you to achieve the things you want in life. This is very important, because your inner voice is not just here to play around. It's let's call it your little baby. Your little baby wants you to be happy, right? It doesn't want you to be upset. It doesn't want you to be sad. It wants you to be happy. We want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. And money does not bring happiness. This is so false. Money doesn't bring happiness, but we are entitled to being rich. There's a difference. We were meant to be rich. A lot of people don't see that. They say that money is the root of all evil. But that's just an old wives' tale. It's not true. Money is there to make us comfortable, because we need comfort in our lives. But money won't bring you love. Love is something that is pure. It comes from the divine, from God, from the universe, from the creator, if you want to call it that way. A lot of atheists don't believe in God because they've simply given up on believing things that didn't happen to them, on praying so hard and nothing happening. Why is nothing happening, you ask me? Why doesn't God answer my prayers? Well, He does. When you have awareness, you will notice God puts people in our lives, especially people, to guide us. And our inner voice also guides us. Your inner voice is something special. It's psychic in nature. It is what gives you your good vibes. It tells you what to do, what not to do. It gives you ideas, creativity. And also, when you want to do something in life, meditate on it. Don't just jump into conclusions. Don't just jump into something new. We want to know why we are here. We are here to learn. We are here to love, and we are here to be happy.